Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here's what's happening in our community from Tuesday, September 8th to Monday, September 14th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with two events relating to voting. The Oakwood Chapel is holding a virtual forum on Saturday, September 12th at 2 p.m. on voting rights in the context of their digital exhibit called To Vote, that documents events of historical significance over the last 100 years that led to women of all races having the right to vote, from the ratification of the 19th Amendment in 1920 to the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965 and the 1975 voting rights legislation championed by U.S. Representative Barbara Jordan. Panelists include Cecilia Gutierrez Venable, historian for the NAACP, Dr. Jessica Brannon Ranowski, Distinguished Professor of Digital Humanities and History at Texas A&M Commerce, and Joy Diaz, journalist of the Texas Standard radio program. Another voting-related event relates to the upcoming election that takes place in November. The League of Women Voters of the Austin area and the Sahara Lounge on Austin's east side host a two-day voting drive at the Sahara Lounge on Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. both days. There will be a tent set up in the parking lot in front of the club, and volunteers from the League of Women Voters will assist people who want to register. There are several recurring meetings relating to the impact of COVID-19, a daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. A Facebook Live Plática, or chat, is hosted by Habla, Hispanic Advocates and Business Leaders of Austin, every Thursday on Latino Current Affairs. This week's event is a District 3 School Board Trustee Forum scheduled for 7 p.m. We move on to events aimed at raising consciousness about race and racism. Educators in Solidarity host the final day of their annual cultural proficiency training on September 12th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The theme of this unconference is Abolishing Racist Systems, Building Our Collective Capacity as Anti-Racists Educators. The event kicks off with an opening address by Austin City Council member Natasha Harper Madison. Morning sessions include topics such as equity in gifted and talented programs and talking to elementary school students about race. Afternoon sessions include topics such as reimagining the recruitment and retention of teachers of color and an overview of the history, practice, and evolution of restorative justice in the U.S., led by restorative justice practitioner Erica Mason. On Wednesday, September 9th at 1 p.m., a forum that is part of Galvanize webinars will tackle the question, how can data be racist? Learn how biases can hide and propagate in the assumptions embedded in statistical models. Hear from organizations currently fighting bias in data, and learn what you can do to help. The event features speakers from local nonprofits, Measure, and Capacity Catalyst, as well as from Houston Tillerson University. Another event that addresses the issue of racial justice is the continuing dialogue facilitated by the Austin Justice Coalition on Imagining a World Without Police on Wednesday, September 9th, with part three of the dialogue relating to trauma and policing that is focused specifically on the impact of over-policing. Participants will discuss how patterns of policing and surveillance in the American city are unevenly distributed across divisions of race and class. We end this edition of Get Engaged with information about the Texas Tribune Festival that continues through the end of the month. What usually is a three-day whirlwind of panel discussions and interviews featuring dignitaries, luminaries, and politicos is this year a month-long affair featuring big names in politics, policy, and the media. This year's festival includes several free events open to the public, which this week include the following: one-on-one sessions with Art Acevedo, Chief of Police for the Houston Police Department; Andrew Yang, a candidate for president who ran in the Democratic primary; Jennifer Palmieri, former communications director for President Barack Obama; and Nicole Hannah-Jones, a staff writer at the New York Times. There will also be a recording of the Talking Feds podcast featuring U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and U.S. Representative Katie Porter, as well as panel discussions on immigration policy and on the topic of what COVID-19 has taught us about the importance of inclusivity. I certainly don't want to discourage anyone from purchasing a festival pass, which this week gets you access to events featuring a panel of Texas senators who will discuss the Senate agenda for the 2021 legislative session, featuring Senators Carol Alvarado, Donna Campbell, Kel Seliger, and our very own recently elected Senator Sarah Eckhart. There will be a panel on public education in the time of COVID with Mike Morath, Texas Education Commissioner, the superintendents of Aldine and Dallas ISDs, and teachers from Waco ISD and Fort Worth ISD. And one final highlight in my all-too-brief synopsis is that Thursday, September 10th, will feature a one-on-one conversation with Gloria Steinem. A quick note that there are reduced registration fees for students and educators interested in participating in the Texas Tribune Festival. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.